Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with our message titled, How to Love with a Pure Heart.
And it says, be genuine, be honest, be open. If you want to love with a pure heart, people have to see you. People have to see your motives. People have to see your heart. Some people, you don't know anything about their life. We hide things. We hide things in our past. It could be a blessing to somebody else. Oh, that never happened to me. That might be the very thing to bless somebody who devils tempt them in that area. But we're trying to be who we're not. We're trying to pretend. It's another definition of the word hypocrisy. It says a pretense, a false show, alleging falsely or pretending. That word hypocrisy, the Greek means a pretense, a false show, alleging falsely or pretending. Pretending to be more spiritual than we are. Pretending to have life under control more than we have it under control. Pretending to have everything going better than it's really going. It's not saying you have to go put your business in the street, but if you're dealing with somebody one-on-one, don't pretend. Just be real. Because, see, that's something we've got to stop doing if we want to have a genuine love. And a lot of times, your vulnerabilities minister to other people. Because there are some people, let's say ministers or leaders or somebody, you would think their whole life is perfect. And you don't know what's going on in their life because they keep from you what they don't want you to know. Amen. You don't know what's going on. It's the images. Those are auras. If you don't think it's true, who did you marry? People get married and don't know the other person. And the other person made sure in the dating process they didn't get to know them. That's why you need to date them long enough till they drop down those guards. You see whether they're good, whether they're bad. Everybody's got some weaknesses. Like I said, in counseling, we ask people, you list me some things that you definitely don't like about that person, wish they would change. I ain't saying they're going to change them, but you need to be to list some. The people, if I counsel in marriage, they give me a list of things. I don't like this about them. I don't like that about her. I don't like this about them. And I'm not saying they're going to change it. I'm not saying they have to change it. Just are you aware of who they are and what you don't like about them? So when you say I do, I accept them the way they are. I won't keep trying to change them. That's them. That's who they are. Love, a pure heart, a genuine love, is acceptance. And that's one thing that's difficult for human beings to do, is to accept other human beings who are not like them and don't think like them as being valid. It's okay if your friend doesn't think like you. It's okay if your husband or wife or in-laws or outlaws or whatever don't think like you. It's okay if your boss doesn't think like you. You think the thoughts that God have given you and go on. It's all going to be all right. God will take care of the universe. You just take care of you. I just take care of me. It's all going to be all right. See, a pure heart is recognizing that, not putting forth the pretense. Let's look at another one here. It says, lay aside the malice, lay aside the guile, lay aside the hypocrisy, lay aside the envies. Envy, that word is jealousy, spite, and ill will. Ill will, being spiteful. Being jealous of other folk, envious of other folk, that happens in the body. Sometimes ministers get together and they're more envious of that one because he's got bigger ministry. You know, and then you could look at somebody and say, you know, but so-and-so, he just think he's special. He just think he's special. He just like the rest of us, he just think he's special. And you know what? Every time some nut says that, they're revealing to anybody with good sense how ignorant and envious they are. Because if brother so-and-so think that, what difference make to you what he thinks? It's not even a subject worthy of commenting. So-and-so think they something. They think, what difference does it make? That's them. They think whatever you want to think. Ain't got to move me. One church member may be sitting in church looking at another one talking about, you know, they see somebody kind of got stuff together, doing right, and they say, you know, why brother so-and-so always got to hang around church and talk to everybody and like he know everything. You know, one church member talk about another church member. Somebody else, you see sister so-and-so, how come she always wearing them red dresses? I think what it is she's got low self-esteem and she's starving for attention. I think what it is, you need to mind your own business. Maybe she just like red dresses. How would you know? You don't know her. But see, the devil would get people concerned about other stuff. Like, and what is it saying? The envying causes you not to love with a pure heart. Because some people dislike folks. I'm going to put it like this, the way it really is. Some folks have decided to dislike folks, and they don't know why.
Right.
I just don't like them. And a lot of times behind that is some jealousy, some strife, or some just general ill will. That person look like they're better than me. Or maybe they look the way you wish you looked. You know how sometimes people hate the prettiest couple in school, in high school? That girl thinks she just thinks she's something. You don't know what she thinks. But you think she's something, and you're upset about it that you think you're not, so you project into her she thinks she's something. That's not right. Ill will. Spite, envy, jealousy. It happens to me, it happens to you, it happens to all of us. And God is saying for us to maintain a pure heart, which we're all aspiring to, we have to grab hold of that and let the word of God transform our mind and see that for what it is. If I'm talking about somebody else, all upset about somebody else, it's not their problem, it's my problem. Some people can't do that. They can't take it. And see, that's a dangerous thing because it affects our ability to love one another the way he commanded in 22, where it says, unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Ill will, spite, envy, jealousy. It happens to me, it happens to you, it happens to all of us. And God is saying for us to maintain a pure heart, which we're all aspiring to, we have to grab hold of that and let the word of God transform our mind and see that for what it is. If I'm talking about somebody else, all upset about somebody else, it's not their problem, it's my problem. They can't take it. And see, that's a dangerous thing because it affects our ability to love one another the way he commanded in 22, where it says, unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. And the way to do it is to put off the malice, the malignity, put off the guile, the trickery, put off the false pretense, the hypocrisy, put off the envy and the strife, the ill will, being upset about folks just because you're upset at them. It's so easy in this life just to be upset, period. You know what I'm saying? Some folks just live upset. Just upset. What are you upset at? Some today, some tomorrow, some the next day. Just upset. We have to get control of that because there's a spirit that is not from God that's causing that. And when we yield to that spirit, we will be upset. Let's look a little bit further. That word envies again. That word envies. Envy again was jealousy, spite, ill will. Do we have that in our heart towards anybody? Even if they did do something wrong, do we have that in our heart? If we have that in our heart, then faith and love's not in our heart. If we have dirt in our heart, then how can our heart be clean and pure? That word, the pure, meant cleanse, purified at the beginning of verse 22, seeing you have a purified heart, you purified your souls in obeying the truth, that's cleanse. And then the same root word, they are pure, is clean. If you have a clean heart, you can't have any dirt in it, no more than you go wash some clothes and come back filthy. It's clean now. I mean, if you see dirt on it, would you think it's clean? So if we got malice in our heart, if we got envy in our heart, we got hypocrisy in our heart, we got false motivation and guile and manipulation and controlling people in our heart, how can we say our heart is clean when it's dirty? All we need to do is look at the truth. This is not to put any of us down. This is to see things the way God sees them so we can make the adjustments where we need to make them. Because there are some people, all of us at some time, we hear the word and we just think it doesn't apply to us. What are we doing? We're not seeing things through the eyes of God because God gave it to us and for us to correct us, to reprove us, to instruct us in righteousness that we can perform every good work and be a blessing to everybody and love our fellow men with a pure heart. Let's go on to another one here. Not only do you have a pure heart, do you need to lay aside malice, guile, hypocrisy, envies. You also have to lay aside evil speaking. Well, you're just taking all the fun out of life, aren't you? That's what a sinner would say. That's why they say, I don't want to get saved, can't have no fun. See, because all that's fun to them, playing tricks on people, being manipulative. Because literally, some sinners have enough sense to say, sound like to me, if I follow God, I don't know what to do because they're so used to doing wrong. So they say, I don't want to do that. Sometimes we become Christians and we still don't know what to do, but we think we're following him anyway. Not in a pure heart. That's why we're making adjustments. We're all making adjustments. Today we're fine and mortifying and putting to death the flesh. Then the love of God, which is shed abroad in your heart, can come out. And it can come out purely. I mean, it is not difficult for us to love one another. It's not as difficult for us to say, Lord, use me to touch someone who's hurting. Let me not spend all my time on somebody who's crazy. Use me to touch somebody who's hurting, who wants to be helped. God, I'm getting up today and I'm going out. Send somebody I can be a blessing to. Now, sometimes we get up, I'm going out today and I'm going to fix that one right there. That may not be who God wants you to deal with. And that'll wear you out because that's frustrating when you're trying to do something, achieve something you don't have the ability to achieve. But there's somebody out there who needs just what you have. Somebody out there who needs the revelation of God that you have, no matter how expansive or how minute it might be. There's somebody, if you just got a revelation of Jesus saved, there's somebody out there that needs that. You need to pray, God, lead me to that person because I love them and I want them to experience the love I'm experiencing. God, I want to touch somebody today. I want to make a difference in somebody's life today. Is there a fervency on the inside to do that, to love another person, to care enough about it? Or do we get up and live our own life till we find somebody we think we want to change? And then we tag love behind it. I'm changing them because I love them. I say, is God directing you to do it? Is the word in it? Or is it just something you're doing? Look to your heart and check your heart. We'll close with verse 2. As newborn babes, this is also what we need to do. As newborn babes, some of us may be grown past that, but as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. God wants you to love people with a pure heart. Love your husband, love your wife, love your boss, love your kids with a pure heart. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Father, for ministering life to us. We thank you that the Spirit of God was alive to minister to us today and that he will continue to minister to us, Father. We thank you for helping us to grow and develop in the things of God that we can go forward in, Father. I thank you that the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance what each person goes home and studies and meditates this week, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you will use us to be better at loving people, to love our spouses, to love our family, to love our friends, to love our neighbors, to love our fellow man, Father. I thank you that the love of God is shared abroad in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Today's message has been titled, How to Love with a Pure Heart.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fresh Catch Seafood Grill and Stewart. A corporate underwriter of WCNO is a beautiful local